Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast channel Cancer Care. I am your host Dr. Murali Subramanian, medical oncologist in Bangalore. In today's episode, I'll be discussing about a type of cancer treatment called targeted therapy. All of you must have heard about chemotherapy. Chemotherapy may sometimes destroy the healthy cells as well, but targeted therapy attacks only cancer cells. What is targeted therapy? Targeted therapy targets proteins that are responsible for how cancer cells divide, spread, and grow. Advanced research carried out in this field is helping the medical world design more efficient treatments. Research states that this therapy as the basis of precision medicine and has led to extensive study in DNA changes and proteins that control cancer cells. So friends, in this podcast, I will be throwing some light on everything you need to know about targeted therapy. So it will assist you in your discussion with doctor. What are the types of targeted therapy? There are two types of targeted therapy. One, small molecule drugs that are used for targeting proteins inside the cells as they are small enough to enter the cells. The second type is therapeutic antibodies. So these are proteins made in the lab. These proteins are produced to attach to specific targets on cancer cells. These monoclonal antibodies are designed for different purposes. Either they may be designed to attach to proteins or to attack cancer cells directly. How does targeted therapy work against cancer? Targeted therapy treat cancers in many ways. They can either help the body's natural immune system destroy the cancer cells. They can prevent the growth of cancer cells. They can help tumor blood vessels die, deliver toxins to cancer cells, or kill the cancer cells, or even stop releasing the hormones that help cancer cells grow. What are the side effects of targeted therapy? Some of the targeted therapy side effects include diarrhea, mouth sores, loss of hair, fatigue, and skin problems such as rashes or dry skin. How is targeted therapy given? Targeted therapy is given as either an oral pill or as a monoclonal antibody which is given intravenously. Where do I go for targeted therapy? Targeted therapy does not require overnight hospitalization. They are generally given as daycare therapy or sometimes as outpatient therapies. How often should the patient receive targeted therapy? How long the patient receives targeted therapy depends on the stage of the cancer and how the patient's body responds to the treatment. Targeted therapy can be given in cycles. This refers to a period of treatment followed by a period of rest. Or it could be an oral continuous therapy. How will the patient know if targeted therapy is working? Doctors will continuously monitor the tumor and other factors with the help of scans and blood tests during the targeted therapy. This way, the doctors can assess the effectiveness of the treatment. I hope this short session has helped you get aware of everything you need to know about targeted therapy. Let's catch up soon with yet another episode of this podcast series with another informative topic. Thank you all, and this is me, Dr. Murali Subramanian, signing off.